Let's wait up all night for things to change. Don't act like you tried so hard when it's all the same. I lost my voice back against the wall. I wondered why it took so long to see you in your camouflage. Honestly, don't know why I'm paralyzed by your disguise. Don't copy yours, cause I'm losing my mind.
Music from Rec Hall.
Well,
and this is Carl Perkins.
All my friends are popping the blues. It must be going round. All my friends are popping the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, the doctor told me, Carl, you don't need no pills. Hey, the doctor told me, boy, you don't need no pills. Just a handful of nickels and jukebox will cure your ill. Well, all my friends are bopping the blues. It must be going round. All them cats are bopping the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby. I must be rhythm bound. Well, the old cat bug bit me, man. I don't feel no pain.
Jay Thurber, I hope you know what your name is. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post news at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website and subscribe at jaythurbershow.com. I'll be back next weekend, good Lord willing, from noon to 3 on Saturday, right here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Until then, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things.
Oh, the old boy's done got rhythm and blues, and he threw that crooked down.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Rockin' the blues and it must be going round. All my friends are bopping.
Stay tuned, smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien coming up next.
I love you, baby. I must be rhythm bound. Bop, cat, bop. Rock, bop, rhythm and blues.
Smooth,
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Careful not to make a You won't get to heaven if you break my heart. Oh no. If you break my
Dionne Warwick on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with You'll Never Get to Heaven If You Break My Heart. That would be painful anyway. Before that, we had Frank Chaxfield start off the program with a lover's question. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. We're in the thick of the spring season here, and my allergies have not been affected yet. Knock on wood. Now it's time to tell you about things you should celebrate that you didn't know you should. First of all, this is the first official program in May, so in May you celebrate Asian American Month, Date Your Mate Month, which makes sense, Foster Care Month, Gifts from the Garden Month, Lupus Awareness Month, Mystery Month, National Barbecue Month, National Bike Month, National Blood Pressure, National Hamburger, National Photograph, National Recommitment, National Salad Month, Older Americans Month, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And by the way, all those things that I named one after another, it's not all one, but they each have month at the end. I think you could figure that out. Some of the weekly events during May is Be Kind to Animals Week, the first full week of the month. Nurses Week, also the first full week. Week number two is Wildflower Week. The third week is National Bike Week and National Police Week. And Emergency Medical Services Week is the fourth week of the month. May 5th in particular is Cartoonist Day and also Cinco de Mayo, of course. International Tuba Day is the first Friday in May, so if you play the tuba, that's good. National Hoagie Day, National Oyster Day, and Space Day, which is the first Friday in May. May 6th is Beverage Day, Free Comic Book Day, Herb Day, not Herb, but herb, so you're celebrating edible spices, I guess. It's also Kentucky Derby Day because it is the first Saturday in May, as well as National Fitness Day, National Tourist Appreciation Day, National Nurses Day, and No Diet Day. So there you go. May 7th is National Tourism Day. May 8th is Iris Day. It's also National Outdoor Intercourse Day. Yes, I did say that kind of nonchalantly there. Yeah, it's also No Socks Day. I can understand that. VE Day and World Red Cross Day, or World Red Crescent Day. May 9th is Lost Sock Memorial Day, so actually that may be the No Socks Day, really. And National Teachers Day, and that's Tuesday during the first full week of May. May 10th is Clean Up Your Room Day, National Receptionist Day, and School Nurses Day. And then finally, May 11th is Eat What You Want Day, and Twilight Zone Day. So there are the things you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate for the beginning of May. That's special. Here's Lex de Azevedo and Heartbreaker. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
If you can stay around a while, we'll help you unwind. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Norman Newell there and For All We Know. Burt Bacharach with Blue on Blue. Marina Strings with Stones. Johnny Pearson did Soul Coaxing. Norm Geller, Where is the Love? And Lex de Azevedo did Heartbreaker. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline Deptford, New Jersey. South Jersey Little League near Philly is debuting a new policy for handling unruly parents. The Deptford Township Little League in Gloucester County is fed up with parents who scream and yell at umpires, even getting in their faces to dispute their calls. So they've launched a new policy. They're going to make rude, angry, or aggressive parents serve as umpires themselves, requiring them to suit up for 3 games before being allowed back in to watch as spectators. Good for them. Meanwhile, in Spain, actually, an unusual international contest in Spain was awarded the Guinness World Record title as the largest jigsaw puzzle competition in the world. A week or so ago Wednesday, Guinness announced that the 2022 World Jigsaw Puzzle Championship in Spain was officially the largest competition in the world for puzzle solvers. The competition featured a total of 2,293 enthusiasts from 44 countries competing in puzzle-solving races as individuals, pairs, and even four-person teams. The international contest, which was first held in 2019, is organized and supervised by the World Jigsaw Puzzle Federation under Chair Alfonso Alvarez Osorio. The 2023 championship, a 5-day event, is scheduled to kick off with an opening ceremony on September 20th of this year, later on. Yes, much, much later than now. meanwhile, an Iowa woman's collection of souvenir spoons is being publicly counted in an attempt to earn her a record with Guinness. Cami Foll estimates that she has at least 8,500 souvenir spoons commemorating famous people, places, and events, and the number is being determined very soon, or may have already, at a public counting event at Bally's Quad Cities Casino and Hotel. She said the total determined by the official count will not represent her entire collection, as many of her spoons remain unsorted in various bags and boxes. The Davenport Residence Collection began with a set of 1904 St. Louis World's Fair spoons gifted to her by her great-grandmother when Fole was preparing to join the Army. That's great. She said she is hoping that the counting event will lead to a Guinness World Record. The record-keeping organization does not currently list an entry for the largest collection of souvenir spoons. I don't know why. I mean, they have everything else. How many pieces of bubblegum you can stuff in your mouth at one time, things like that. Why not this? Here's the 101 strings on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, seems I'd been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. The love's so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby. Just like honey to the bee, babe.
Yeah, now. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
James Taylor on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy from 1975. Of course, that was a remake. How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You is originally sung by Marvin Gaye, and his version was released in 1964, peaking on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 6. In 1964, James Taylor's, however, made it to the number one spot on the Easy Listening chart in 1975. And, of course, the background vocals were done by his then-wife, Carly Simon. How about that? Bet you didn't know that, but you will listen next time, right? Before that, we had, who did we have before that? James Last with You Are My Love, and the 101 Strings Orchestra with Close to You. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and or WRCT Pittsburgh. Here's Herb Alpert on SRE.
You're enjoying the friendly talk as much as the soothing music. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
again.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Ronnie Aldridge at the piano and Michelle Yeomer. I like saying it like that. I don't know why. Engelbert Humperdinck before that with Release Me. Floyd Kramer, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. John Fox and his orchestra with I Got a Name. And ironically, I'm recording this on his birthday on April 30th. So unfortunately, he's no longer with us. But yeah, he would have, I think, been 100 or close to it. But James Last started that. Well, no, James Last was actually second in that set with El Condor Pasa. And Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass was first in that set with Fleabag. There you go. So we're coming to the end of the first hour, and I'm already screwing up. So we better play this.
Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Kino Tata.
It makes more sense than I do sometimes.
Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Kino Tata.
Thank you very much. Here's Paul Marriott on SRE. Billy Muir takes us up to the top of the hour identification. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.